objective, this study aimed to explore the underlying emotional, relational, and contextual causes of escalation in high arousal conflicts among newly married couples to better understand early marital vulnerability and inform preventive interventions. Methods and materials. This qualitative research employed an exploratory descriptive design using semi-structured, in-depth interviews with 24 newlywed individuals, married 1 to 3 years, residing in Mexico. Participants were recruited purposively to include variation in gender, socioeconomic status, and educational background. Interviews lasting 60-90 minutes were conducted in Spanish, audio recorded with consent, and transcribed verbatim. Data analysis followed an inductive thematic approach supported by NVivo 14 software. Coding progressed from open codes to axial categories through constant comparison until theoretical saturation was reached. Trustworthiness was ensured via peer debriefing, audit trails, and reflective journaling. Findings: 4 overarching themes explained conflict escalation. Emotional triggers, for example, jealousy, unresolved past hurts, insecurity, sudden mood shifts, financial anxiety, communication breakdowns, for example, escalating criticism, defensiveness, stonewalling, misinterpretation of intent, digital miscommunication, failed repair. External stressors, for example, family interference, work pressure, cultural perfectionism, major life transitions, socioeconomic strain, and individual coping patterns, for example. Avoidance of conflict, rumination, catastrophic thinking, power struggles, negative self-talk, inherited conflict scripts. Participants described how intense arousal impaired self-regulation and fueled reactive cycles, while contextual adversity drained emotional resources and exacerbated miscommunication. Conclusion. High arousal conflict escalation among newlyweds arises from the interplay of heightened emotional vulnerability, ineffective communication strategies, external pressures, and maladaptive coping. Findings highlight the importance of addressing physiological arousal and emotion regulation, integrating cultural and contextual realities, and equipping couples with early skills to interrupt destructive cycles before they consolidate.